Before they went home, the three children saw Romeo and Juliet together. Anna smiled.
Look, they're going to be happy together. They won't die at the end of the story now.
But Leo didn't say anything. As the three children walked through the door back to Aunt Beth's house, he was worried. He turned the key in the door.
Let's just forget about this room,
he said. But Ben was at the window.
Come and look at this,
he said. Anna looked up at the sky. It was a terrifying red and purple colour.
There's going to be a big storm,
she said. Soon there was terrible lightning and thunder.
It's coming this way,
said Anna.
Soon the storm is going to be right over us.
What can we do?
Asked Ben. Leo had a mobile phone in his hand.
Aunt Beth will know,
he said. Aunt Beth was travelling somewhere with her magic book. Leo called his aunt's number. When she answered, she sounded worried.
What's happening there?
She asked.
I'm trying to come home, but I can't. I'm stuck.
They told her about the storm. Then they told her about the adventure inside the Shakespeare play.
Oh, no!
Cried Aunt Beth down the phone.
That's awful.
How awful?
Asked Ben nervously.
Every story, every book, every play is its own world,
explained Aunt Beth.
But now you've gone inside one of those worlds and changed the story. Now the walls between all the different worlds will begin to fall.
Is that bad?
Asked Ben.
Terrible,
answered Aunt Beth.
The storm won't stop. It will get worse and worse. Our world will end.
That is bad,
said Anna.
What can we do?
I've got an idea,
said Aunt Beth.
But it's going to be very dangerous.
Oh, great,
groaned Ben.
My phone battery's going to die soon. Listen.
And Aunt Beth started to explain her plan.